America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Good afternoon, Colleen. How are you doing today?
Doing well, doing well.
Well, we join you on it's getting chillier. I think the weather's changing a little bit here in Great Bridge. I imagine probably in that part of Chesapeake as well. It's starting to get a little bit cooler today, it looks like.
Well, you never know. Having a sweater, you might have to start off with a sweatshirt or a sweater, and then maybe later on it'll get a little warmer outside. We'll see.
That's right. Well, that we bring to you Faith and Freedom Network. Again, today we're going to be continuing the thought of the Great American Rebellion and how you can be part of that and how you will not have to comply unless you want to, that we come from a long line of rebels in America, and that you too can be part of that Great American Rebellion against this medical and medical tyranny and Marxist coup d'etat that started in full force about November of last year. Colleen, could you let folks know how to get a hold of us, please?
Definitely so. Well, first of all, I want to mention that the radio program Faith and Freedom is being brought to you and sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, like we mentioned before, and they are great. You can contact them basically through the web is the best place, to go to www.debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com, and you can go there. There's a chat box. If you have a question, you can set up a free consultation as well, and they'll love to hear from you. And again, all the different locations throughout the area of Hampton Roads. You can also, of course, do it by phone or Zoom meeting or however that works for you as well. But again, go to debtfreeva.com, and they specialize in bankruptcy, but they're also a legal group, and so you can get all of your legal advice there through the Alliance Legal Group. And then if you want to contact us through here at the radio station right now for this program, you can call us at 757-488-5299. It's 757-488-5299. And again, all kinds of topics like what Steve was talking about. There's a lot of things going on, and so we'd always like to get people's take on the situation. Ask a question, make a comment, whatever you'd like. It's 757-488-5299.
That's right. And last week we were talking about the Great American Rebellion. What is that? Well, again, we talked about last year, starting about March 16th, I believe the date was, we saw this lockdown of America. We saw this claimed pandemic occur, and we saw, you know, just a tremendous response by so many people in America trying to deal with what apparently was what was claimed to be a pandemic sweeping across America. And, you know, from one year to the next, we saw a bunch of frontline heroes, nurses, paramedics, medical professionals celebrated as heroes, but a year later, they're same people being fired, told that they either had to take the bioweapon jab thing that they call the COVID-19 vaccine. And so from heroes to untouchables, you know, what a difference a year makes. And, you know, the truth is that I heard a quote this morning. I wish I would have wrote it down. I might be able to find it. Let Colleen speak for a second or two. But it talks about, you know, how far will tyranny go? And it's as far as you let it go. And we are in a state of tyranny at this point that you just if your eyes are open, you can see it, that we see it happening across the world. But we see it happening in a very real way in America right now. And so that the only way it's going to stop, if there's a active resistance to it, we would like to call that the Great American Rebellion. And it's a kind of a, you know, that there's this game of chicken that the regime that's in power right now, and the you know, this government medical complex that is playing with America, you know, that trying to determine, you know, who is going to blink first? You know, who will choose to allow themselves to be vaccinated because the government says that if you don't do it, that we're going to shut down this country and that we're going to take away your job. We're going to starve your family, that the stores aren't going to open, that you're not going to be able to go where you want to go. And the question is, will these millions of people across the United States give in and allow their bodies to be injected by this bioweapon? And with these experimental, you know, you cannot call them vaccines. The CDC would like to call them vaccines because it allows them to hide behind some Supreme Court rulings and act like this thing is nothing more than vaccines that we've been exposed to in the past. But this thing has nothing to do with the vaccine. It's experimental. It's emergency use, and it shouldn't even be emergency use. That this stuff is dangerous. It causes injury. And the question is whether the Biden regime will be able to bring to a halt a nation that doesn't want to comply with the mandate. And so much more is sure to come as many mandate deadlines are coming. But we're seeing through the resistance of many, the faithfulness and the steadfastness of many, a lot of these deadlines being pushed back, being stopped. People are saying, we don't want to do this. We're not going to do this. My body, my choice. You know, we've heard that before, but that now all of a sudden, those people that were saying, my body, my choice, tend to be on the left. They're saying, well, what do you mean, my body, my choice? Take the jab, you know? But we're saying, no, my body, my choice, and that we're not going to let the government invade my body with this experimental vaccine.
Well, Steve, did you hear that they suspended the deadline for the shipyard locally?
Absolutely. For the shipyard, and of course, you know, also for the
Newport News shipbuilding.
No, for the OSHA jab.
Right.
You know, the Fifth Circuit. You know, so all across the nation, people are saying, you know, like the Fifth Circuit said, you know, that there's grave constitutional concerns about the overreaching of this government mandate. You know, that there is, and you know, the one thing that I, you know, that over the last year, I don't know everything about, you know, certainly about medicine or, but I do know this: I don't trust these guys. Anything they want me to do, I don't want to do. And so that's all I know. Why would you want to have an entire population of people vaccinated when the whole idea, you know, the vaccinated claim is that the unvaccinated need to get vaccinated because that they're going to get the vaccinated sick? Well, you know, that's what I thought you took the vaccination for, you know.
Right. And sitting back here on the Newport News shipbuilding, I know there were people who were waiting on the fence, you know, when they were getting concerned because the deadlines were getting closer and they'll lose their job here in the next couple of weeks or whatever. But now, and some of them, you know, now there's a little outcry. There's outcry from the people who said, well, you fooled me. I went ahead and got this vaccine because, and now you're saying I didn't need it or weren't required to have it. So there's that camp. And then, you know, of people who are now concerned because of that situation that they got forced into something that maybe they wouldn't have chosen otherwise. But it opens up my thought process to this is why, and what you're saying is if you feel that strongly about it, you stand strong on your belief of it, and maybe they'll turn, you know, and make a change there. But legally, do people have a recourse for that? Is that something that they can come against? Like, hey, you forced me to do this, but now you changed your mind?
Well, you know, that's an open question for sure. But, you know, the issue is that people have to start recognizing that they need to make a stand before they take the jab, you know, before they let their bodies be violated.
If more people stood up, they would have made the decision earlier, possibly.
Absolutely. If half the workforce walked out, you know, they've got this number 70%. I don't know why that number's out there, but I do know part of the reason the number's out there is that there's strength in numbers. And so they figure that the more people they can get vaccinated, the less, you know, this is not a democracy, thank goodness. This is a republic. But there's this democratic principle that the the greater number always defeats the smaller number. And so, you know, that we've got to have determination. We've got to have a recognition. And even the people that have been vaccinated don't want to have, most of them, some of them do. I see some people get the booster and they're looking forward to the next one, and they want to vaccinate their kids and 5 to 11, even though, you know, that Pfizer even admits that, you know, more studies are needed. Pfizer admits there's more studies needed to determine whether and what the myocarditis risk, you know, linked to kids are. And, you know, back in the day that Pfizer didn't even, they actually did kids, I think it was 12 years old, when the original emergency use authorization, that might have been Moderna, I don't want to say that incorrectly, but I think it was Pfizer, they didn't submit the kids that were being done back then because it probably was very, very negative as to the likelihood of them, you know, getting the emergency use. But 3/4 of unvaxxed Americans, according to a Washington Post ABC survey, would rather quit their job then receive the vaccine. You know what? If I ever say vaccine, correct me, it's a bioweapon. That's what it is. It's a bioweapon. That's what it is. It's not good for you. It's not helpful. These kids that are taking it that were not at risk to begin with are being forced. I mean there's these horrific stories about how teachers in different parts of the country are just showing their authoritarian control over kids. You know, we saw it with the mask to begin with. These kids aren't even at risk. But, you know, there's the story yesterday, the day before, the school district, the school took all these kids that had cold-like symptoms, you know, flus. I mean, kids, five-year-olds get sick. That's what they do. They got runny nose. They play with kids. That's what they're supposed to do. They spread germs and they get this broad-based immunity that, you know, that's what kids do. And so that any kid that had they said anybody that's got like a flu-like symptom, cold, whatever, come over here. And so they got all these little kids, you know, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old, and they put them in the hallway, locked the doors for a large portion of the time, locked the bathrooms. One of the children, you know, just she went to the bathroom on herself because they wouldn't even let her out of the room. They kept them there in a closed and confined, stagnant sort of area. So if one of them did have COVID, they'd all have COVID. And they treated them like criminals. And so for no reason other than the fact that they had one of the kids wasn't even sick, but they said, you know, geez, I thought I was going to go home. No, wrong. The one parent that got so upset that, you know, that I think they're going to file a lawsuit, I think.
Where was this? You know, where did this happen?
I'll have to get you the, I saw this on the Stu Peters show yesterday. If you go to Rumble, you can't get this on YouTube, trust me. And then go to Stu Peters. Listen, if you haven't seen Stu Peters, he's awesome. I don't know where he's at faith-wise, but he certainly indicates that he's a Christian. Certainly sounds like he's a Christian, but he's right up there with Being Bold and the American Rebellion. A lot of the information that we're able to get on cutting frontline sort of information, doctors, specialists, you know, people that are willing to speak out and tell the truth, go to the Stu Peters show. You'll really enjoy that. Another real good person to listen to is Mike Adams. You know, Mike Adams from Natural News. Write those down. Go to censored.news, censored.news, and you'll see a whole bunch of articles from a whole bunch of folks that will give you actual information that you're not going to get anywhere else. And so it's a good starter to, you know, get yourself educated so that you can, you know, to be that one that starts the end to this tyranny. You know, it just takes one. You know, the Rosa Parks sort of story, you know, take that to heart. You know, just because, you know, the way that this tyranny works is by fear and by coercion. But if some people just say, we ain't going to do this, it's not going to happen, not on my watch. You know, this is a hill that I'm willing to die on, that you will see a difference. Tyrants do as much as they can do until people resist. And like I said, that's how this nation was formed. That's part of our DNA. And that we need to start recognizing that's who we need to become once again. Now, if you want to call, please do call us at 488-5299. We'd love to hear your comments. I would ask those folks that are Christians, people that love the Lord, people that are listening. You know, I get folks all the time saying, you know, I heard you on the radio. I said, why didn't you call in? We'd love to have heard you call in and give, you know, your thoughts on the matter. Because a lot of folks have very strong, very, very relevant position. It encourages.
And you can be anonymous too. We don't, you know, you don't need to share your name or anything like that. I know sometimes our topics are a little controversial or things like that. So we want to make sure that you don't have to share your name at all.
Yeah, you know, we understand that, you know, trust me, that people go to the school board meetings and they speak up and, you know, and the next thing you know, you have Merrick Garland, whatever his name is, declaring that you're a terrorist and creating some sort of dragnet to, they're actually doing that. Did you know that?
I saw that. Actually,
did you see that article?
Oh, I just heard them talking about it.
Oh, he's actually, you know, one, he wouldn't rescind his directive to the FBI, but they're actually checking out folks that are showing up to school boards, moms, you know, complaining about the fact that their kids have to take the vaccine or be taught CRT, you know, critical race theory. It's just absolutely amazing. He's one of the worst. And it's amazing. He was a nominee for the Supreme Court. Did you hear the information that was floated that Biden, apparently there's some suggestions that Biden, if there's an opening, would like to make Kamala Harris a Supreme Court justice? Did you hear that?
I did not hear that. That's news to me.
Well, that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Is that possible? Like, can you even do that at the same time that you're?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I haven't looked into, you know, who would then be the, if
she would move her away from vice president to the
who would go in there. Yeah. I'm not sure the succession statute or the method of succession, but it's something I haven't had enough. I got my coffee here, but I haven't had coffee this morning to figure that one out. That was,
choose that for another day and time.
Yeah. But you know, this is a faith-based issue. You know, this is a Faith and Freedom Network, but you know, that Christians must rise or America will fall. And it's the churchgoers and believers and followers of Christ that must take up the reins and fight. You know, we haven't done that. We're very, very, a lot of folks don't recognize that this is a faith issue. You know, socialism, the end of it is communism. The end of communism is a government run state where, like I said, Marx said the two things that he wanted to do was get rid of capitalism and get rid of God. You know, that's where we're going. If you're if you voted for the regime that's in the office now, I hope you're seeing what you put into office and recognizing this is not good. This is very, very tyrannical. This is very, very bad. This is not about liberty. People are losing their jobs. People are losing their freedoms. That this is about not only a medical tyranny, but just a complete a subversion of the Constitution. And we're seeing it every day. The Fifth Circuit said it. So this is, you know, this is alarming. The sort of mandates that they're trying to impose upon the United States people. So with all that being said, please contact us. And again, you can contact me directly. Again, this program is in part sponsored. If you'd like to sponsor this program, let us know. We'd like to see this go to an hour program on a weekly basis, twice a week. And so that you can help us do that. Alliance Legal Group, the firm that I work for, that I established more than, I've been practicing for almost 30 years, that the law of Steve Taylor was the group that we started back in, I think, 1995. We kind of merged into and became the Alliance Legal Group over the last 25 years or so. And we do a lot of, we help a lot of folks with debt. We do free consultations concerning bankruptcies and help people avoid foreclosure, which we're seeing more and more of. We help folks with, you know, a variety of issues related to their finances, that people have garnishments and warrants and debts. And we show folks how to not only get rid of those, but get good credit scores through the use of bankruptcy. And we have a general practice. We have four offices that will help you concerning just about anything that that you might need to have done, domestic or, you know, state sort of issues, traffic, criminal, you name it, personal injury. We would love to help you, and you would do us a real blessing by getting to know us and us getting to know you, and helping us continue this practice that we do. We're a faith-based practice, that we're a Christ-centered law practice, emphasized and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively but efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients. And so that we look forward to meeting you. We'd love to have you part of, we would love to be part of the solution in your life. And so please contact us again, www.debtfreeva.com, that you can talk to me directly. If not, then we'll get an appointment set so that we can discuss whatever issue that you have, whether it be legal or whether it be about this show. So again, Colleen, that what we're talking about is that some people just need to stand up, and we're seeing that across the nation. We're seeing that on a daily basis across the nation. You know, one of the things I know that you're very interested in is homeschooling. Mm-hmm. Now, your kids actually go to a
private school. I have one daughter, so she's in private school.
But that, you know, what we're seeing is homeschooling doubling across. During the last year, it's doubling or more across the United States as these schools, these authoritarian schools, try to impose everything from LGBTQ plus whatever on our kids, and try to indoctrinate them with critical race theory, try to require them as a matter of going to school to take this bioweapon on these five-year-olds. It's absolutely insane. It's infuriating what it is, that we're seeing kids being pulled out of school, going to homeschool. You should look at, in Virginia, in this area here, folks, FACE. It's the Foundation for American Christian Education. They have a wonderful school program that teaches the biblical worldview, and give them a plug. We have a lot of good Christian schools that I think really try to do a good job as far as giving another option. But again, homeschooling is something that if you can't, you know, that one way or the other, you need to figure out. I know it's hard for some financially wise, and I know that sometimes there's just no other option. But pray and seek a way to get your kids out of these indoctrination camps, because they're destroying our nation. That they're part of the plan to, 70%, they say, of kids that get out of high school would vote for a socialist to go into office. By the time you get your kid out of high school, they've got them. There was this one person that said, you know, give me your children through high school, and that, what did he say? And he said that, basically he was going to say that he was going to kill God. You know, that just, that's what he said. Not kill God in a literal way, but that
nobody would believe. There wouldn't be any believers, you know.
That's right. That we'll take care of these kids. So that's kind of what we're telling folks to do. What are your thoughts on that as far as standing up and opposing?
Well, I agree.
medical theory.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I know some, you were saying as Christians, certainly, I mean, we sit back and we watch things happen sometimes, or we go along to get along. We don't want to ruffle feathers. We don't want to make waves. We don't want to cause issues. But at the same time, you know, if not us, who, you know, and I always say, again, if you're feeling strongly about that particular, you know, mandate or the way your children are being educated or however that is, you should speak up, because otherwise then with no opposition, it will continue on anyway. So
you need to speak up to your representative. You need to do whatever's necessary. You know, talk it up at work, talk it up in your neighbor. I just saw this morning that Florida's House and Senate passed a package of bills yesterday that will prevent private sector workers from being required to get vaccinated if they provide either medical or religious reasons that could demonstrate that they have an opposition to it, or natural immunity to the virus. You know, it's like this natural immunity, they don't even want to talk about that. And that in Florida, under these packages, that any individual may opt out of any vaccine requirement if they, you know, in any situation, if they do test. Now, I'm not big on testing, but at least it's a step in the right direction. And that
there should be an option, I think, you know, at least. And I'm not big on, oh, great, somebody's going to have to get a test every single day or week or whatever, but at least it's an option for somebody.
Yeah. And so we have more states opposing, of course, the OSHA mandate that's now been suspended. But that the Democrats are still pushing hard, trying to get people to comply. But that we need to be firm on this. We need to not back down, not retreat. That there's plenty of information out there saying that these bioweapon inoculations are something that we should try to at all costs avoid. In fact, I was looking at this one article this morning that an immunologist predicts, you know, a fully vaccine-resistant COVID-19 variant by the spring. You know, what we're doing by this bioweapon mRNA thing, we're creating really bad diseases out there. They're going to be more and more difficult to combat. There's a lot of reasons to avoid getting the vaccine and have other people. A lot of people just aren't, you know, that they're confused or that they're brainwashed. You know, somebody that I really appreciate is Steve Bannon. You know, he's taken a lot of hits for just speaking up, and that's going to happen when you speak up. You're gonna have problems. You're gonna be persecuted. You know, in America, the question is, you know, that we see the Bible saying, you know, blessed is he who is persecuted for my name's sake. And people in America in the past have said, well, you know, we really don't have any persecution. The reason we don't have any persecution, people, is because we're not doing anything to be persecuted for. You know, once we start standing up for our rights and other people's rights, saying that there's an autonomous zone that the government does not have a right to go into, and at the very minimum, that's my body and your body, then there's going to be a problem with the tyrants that want to go that final step. We're running out of time. I think we only have about a minute or two, Colleen. Any thoughts before we start wrapping this up?
No, I think that was a good show. I wish we had some more callers. I know that people just don't want to, you know, necessarily, they're either listening, they're so content on doing that, but we'd love to hear your comments and your questions, your concerns. So definitely get with Steve throughout the week at debtfreeva.com. Find out more about Christian Rights Ministries and Alliance Legal Group and what he does in the Hampton Roads area and his team of people there. So we're inviting you to do that. Go to debtfreeva.com or contact us here at the radio station.
And if you'd like to help sponsor, please contact us again at www.debtfreeva.com. We'd like to go to an hour before the end of the year and bring some more topics in, you know, like the one that you're listening to today. So God bless you. Have a great day. And just say no to the mandates. Just say no to medical tyranny. encourage those that are resisting, that this is a fight that we can win. God bless you. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you, hopefully, Lord willing, next week.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.